Magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat. I just want to thank Pastor Dean for giving me the opportunity to minister to our next generation. Okay, for many years, students have been really close to my heart. I was reached out as a student. Okay, I got ministered, discipled as a student. I started young also in the ministry. But it's just a privilege to speak, to encourage, and to minister to all of you here this afternoon. And I just want to, again, thank Pastor Dean, and also want to commend Pastor Dean for really doing such a great job, okay, in our campus ministry as a campus director here in Metro East. Can we give Pastor Dean a round of applause? Alam niyo po, Pastor Dean's courage, okay, to take on this job is admirable. You know why? Because this is not an easy job, being a pastor of young people. It's a tough job. Right, so and ministry is never for the weakling and for the double-minded people. Okay, it's for those who have enough courage and faith. Okay, to believe and do the will of God. And so, I just want to commend Pastor Dean and the rest of the Every Nation Campus missionaries, the team. Okay, that are all here. Can we give them a round of applause? All right, sila lady. Okay, at yung iba pa. Okay, so yung iba sana napunta ng Antipolo. Anyway, sino nga ulit dito? First time ka nandito ngayon? Can I see your hands? It's okay? First time? Kapakitaas lang ng kamay nyo? Okay, mahiya? Okay lang? Yes, first time. Yay! You know, I'm so glad that you are here. You know why? Kasi first time ko rin po. Alright. So, I can relate with you. Okay, so, and I'm glad that I'm here. Okay, so I hope that you are glad that you are here also. Okay, so, now, we are on the second installment of our series, Tough Love, and it talks about really the Father heart of God, and it is a very important, I believe, subject that we need to talk and that young people needs to understand, okay, because of the many things that we go through, that you go through, okay, as young people. I can relate because I also have a tough, young years, okay, during my elementary high school years, okay. But I believe, okay, that it's just right for us to know and understand that God is not just some, powerful, almighty, okay, old, angry God, okay, but He is really a Father. He is a Father to those who receive Him, to those who believe in His name. Bible says He gives the right to become children of God. He is a Father, and His will for His people is always good, pleasing, and perfect. That's what the Bible says. Always. And sometimes we don't understand, okay, good, pleasing, and perfect. Parang, I don't see that in my life. It's not real in my life. How come if God's will for me is good, pleasing, and perfect, it's not real in my life? You see, that's why we need to see the very heart of God, because that is who He is. He's a Father, and His will for us is good, pleasing, and perfect. And you may have questions, you may have doubts, okay, because perhaps, because life is tough for you. Right, there are hurts, there are pains, okay, and sometimes there is, the thought of really accusing God. I know, because at one point in my life, I accused God for why I was so messed up. I knew that He was powerful. I knew that He could do something about my situation, but it seems like nothing is happening. Okay, so and you may be in that situation, but I just want you to understand that if you will have a revelation of God as a Father, things can change in your life. Things can be, wonderful and awesome. You can live a life that is fulfilled, a life that is blessed, a life that is really no regrets. No matter what the trials and testing that come your way, you will find healing for your soul. You will be able to release forgiveness, and you'll find that God is so beautiful and God is so awesome as a Father that if only you have known this, early on. But God has His own time. And so today, I just want us to really open our hearts. No matter what your situation is, no matter where you're coming from, no matter what kind of family you are in, right? God knows who you are and where you are. And I believe that God has a purpose and a reason why you are here today. And it's not an accident that you are here. Okay? Do you agree? It's not an accident that you are here today. Okay, God knew that you will be here today. Okay, so, and I like to read. We're gonna talk about God as a provider. And when we say provider, I'm not just talking about material things and money and all that. But those are issues that are real to us. And God said something about this. Jesus said something about this. The Father has something to say about this. But really, God is able to provide more than just the things that are temporary and material. Okay, so, and I want us to read in Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 to 34. This is quite a long verse, okay, a couple of verses. So I want to encourage you to read this along with me. You don't have to stand, just on your chair. Just read, okay, and as you read, listen, as you read these verses, the scriptures, please open up your heart. Please allow this scriptures, these words, because these are the very words of God. Allow these words to begin to speak to you, to minister to you. Is that okay? And please read along with me. Okay, Matthew chapter 6, 25 to 34. Let's read it all together. Ready, go. Verse 25. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food? And the body more than clothing. Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns. And yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, yet I tell you, but if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Verse 31, therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Your word is truth. Your word is alive. Lord, speak to us today. Give us ears to hear, Lord God, what your Spirit is saying to us, and eyes to see, Lord God, what your Spirit, Lord God, wants to show us, Lord. And God, you know every person in this room, every young man and young woman in this room. You have a purpose for them. Lord, reach out. I pray that you would begin to touch their hearts. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. All right, excuse me for a while. Something happened to my iPad. First time to nangyari. Anyway, let me see. Sorry. All right, let me open up a little bit about myself. I'm married. I have 4 kids. This is my family. Can you show that picture? Can you? Yes, that's my family. I have 4 kids. My eldest, Dorothy, she will be turning 18. Okay, and my second, Caleb. Dorothy is a volunteer here as a Friday, you know, as a music team, and on Sundays at TSM, right? And my second eldest son is William Caleb. He is 15. Okay, he's also a volunteer on Sundays at TSM. Okay, I'm not sure if he's here right now. I think he's doing a project with his classmates. And then my second girl, Naomi, she just turned 11, and my youngest, Gabriel, he's 10. Okay, so and they're a wonderful gift from God for me. Okay, so this is my family. But you know, I'm just blessed to have been given and been entrusted with a family. You know, because I never grew up in a functional home. Okay, I grew up in a dysfunctional home, meaning my wife, my mom and my dad are separated. My mom left. My dad, when I was a little over a year old, okay, and I was with my dad because my grandparents, sa father's side, took me, okay, and didn't want me to leave, okay. So, So growing up, I was very insecure. Okay, life was really tough for me. I always longed to go home to a house where there is a mother and a father. Okay, so but I never had those. Okay, so growing up, and so you can just begin to imagine in my high school years. Okay, I was really lost. I was so messed up. Okay, I have vices. I was angry at life. I was so angry at God, like I've said a while ago, because I was exposed to a Christian home. My lola was a Christian. Okay, my lolo was a devout Roman Catholic. Okay, so but. Me, I'm more of a rebel. Okay, so I chose to believe God only to blame God for all the mess that I was into. Okay, so you know, I couldn't accept the idea that God is powerful, that God is love, but I've never felt love ever in my life. Only hate, only insecurity, and all that. Okay, so. And for some reason, I grew up in Cebu. I was born and raised in Cebu. Got involved in some. You know, some bad things that forced me to leave Cebu. Okay, hindi naman na parang criminal, you know. Just some activities that are, you know, with my uncle. But I was, because of that, I have to leave Cebu and try out Manila because my dad was here. Okay, so I went to college here, and in my second year as a college student, I was reached out. Somebody, for the first time, I heard the gospel. I heard it before, but this time when I heard about really the heart of God. Because you see, I began to realize that this very person, because I hated God so much. I was really angry at God. I was angry at the idea that, you know, again, God is powerful and I haven't experienced that. God is love, but I haven't felt that. God is merciful. And all this, God is faithful. But none of those things was real into my life. Until for the first time, my eyes was open. They were open. Okay, at the preaching of the gospel, Pastor June Escosar, back in Victory U Belt, okay, 1990, April 29, 1990, that I gave my life to Jesus Christ. And for the first time, this is what I realized, that the very person I cursed and hated was the very person who loved me more than anyone else. I thought my Lola loved me, and she does. My Lolo, okay. My dad, I'm not sure about that. He wasn't there. My mom, I only met her when I was 18 years old. We got reunited. She's a Christian now, but for the first time, this God that I so hated and cursed, I begin to realize that He was a God who loves me and have saved me over and over again. Because during the time when I was getting saved, my life flashed back before me. I had some instances in my life that I was almost near death. Okay, I fell into a sadagat, no, sa pantalan, when we were visiting my stepmom. Okay, because my dad decided na makipagbalikan sa stepmom ko, and nalaglag ako doon, and for some under construction, and for some reason, okay, ako lang yung nalaglag doon na nabuhay. Okay, so. And there are many other things. You know, one instance na, you know, I was so drunk and so wasted that, you know, we got into a gang fight and I woke up and found myself already in the house. But when I got saved, those things flashed back before me and I began to see the hand of God saving and protecting me. Until that day when I was being saved, April 29, 1990. And for the first time in my life, I was so broken in my heart because here is a God who so loved me, who gave Himself, and all those times, I have been hating Him and, you know, been messing up my own life. He did not mess up my life. I did because of my response to my situation. And so I repented. I was crying like a baby for the very first time. All of my toughness, okay, and hardness of heart got broken, and I made a commitment to follow God, to serve God with all my heart, okay, with all my life. And that's why I am here right now. Okay, so, and not probably a typical story for those who are getting to know God, but you know, one of the things that really changed, that God changed in my life, is my ability to look at life you know, things didn't change immediately as if, you know, nagkabalikan na yung magulang ko, okay? Hindi po, kasi may kanya-kanya na silang pamilya. Okay, it was a difficult situation. Okay, so, and I've come to accept that. I found healing. Okay, before, pag nag-usap kami ng dad ko, kulang na lang, bigyan kami ng gloves para magsuntukan kami ng dalawa. Okay, but I've learned to love, I've learned to forgive, I've learned to really see and have compassion to my father and to my family because the Lord healed me. You know, now my dad is a believer already. He's old, he's retired. When I served in missions, he was my greatest supporter. I finished up accountancy, and when I talked to him and told him that, you know, I want to go to the ministry. I want to go full time. Okay, so of course he said, but you know, what about your core? What about, you know, your future? What is your plan about, you know, your course? Let me go, whatever God's will is. So he did not object, but really he supported me all the way. So ganun yun ang nangyari, no? And we became so close. Okay, so I was able to express myself to him. Siya rin, okay, God blessed me with an opportunity that I led my dad to the Lord. Okay, what a rare opportunity perhaps for me. It was a blessing. Okay, so and one of the things again that God changed is because all of my life I have these insecurities and a lot of worry. Okay, so worry to the point that you don't care anymore. What's gonna happen next? I don't know if you come to that place. And this is what Jesus is saying and trying to help people understand the heart of the Father. Because, you know, our life, our worries in life are not just limited to the material needs that we have. There's so much needs that we have. A need for love, a need for acceptance, you know, a need for a sense of purpose, a need for security. But I want you to know that God has provided all of this. Every one of you can experience the great provision of God. Not just money, not just food, but the greatest need that we can ever feel in our life. And that's what Jesus is sharing here. Okay, so and there many studies have shown that worry really is harmful to health. Okay, it destroys our health. It also disrupts our ability to become productive. It affects, it distorts our ability to relate with people. Ganun po ang ginagawa ng worry, no? If we have many worries in this life, okay? Not only that, it hinders our ability to trust God. And that's why sometimes when we worry, right, we end up doing something we're not supposed to do or not doing at all. And there's a difference between worry and concern. It's okay to be concerned, but when you are worried, that's something else. You see, when you are worried and when you always worry, it actually hinders you. It's like it paralyzes you to be able to do something. In fact, it loses your ability to make right decisions and right choices. But when you are concerned, on the other hand, right, it moves you to do something. Kung may worry ka, sometimes sinasarili mo lang yung worry mo. But when you are, when there's a deep concern within you, you share that with your friends so that you can find help. Yun po ang difference ng worry at saka ng concern, no? And worry distracts us, while concern enables us to seek for solution and find help. Okay, so now, Jesus, in these verses, gives the typical reasons why people worry. Why do people worry? Okay, so, well, number one, we worry because we focus more on the external rather than the internal. Jesus said, therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, okay, what you will eat and what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Okay, so, don't worry now about your life. Anong kakainin mo? Anong iinumin mo? Anong isusuot mo? Okay, so, and then he said, it's not life. So, now he's talking about, don't worry about your life. And then he say, it's not life more important than food itself and the body. So, Jesus was telling us the typical things that we worry about, but he also gives us a question. Listen to this. A question that we need to look at and really should challenge us to try to find an answer, to evaluate ourselves. We worry because we are more focused on the external rather than the temporal, right? Concerned tayo masyado kung anong itsura natin, okay? So anong porma natin, okay? And that's what our life is all about. But what about deep within you? Maganda ka nga tingnan sa external. What's going on inside of you? That is more important for your life, Jesus said. That life, what's going on in you is really, really more important than food or clothing that you wear. What's the point of looking good in the outside but so messed up in the inside? The second thing, we worry because we don't understand our value in Christ. Jesus said, look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? You know, sometimes we worry about, you know, our value, what people think is about us, and that's why we perform us, we try to please people. How many of you know that that is such a burden? If that will be our motto in life, to please everybody, wow, I tell you what, sabi nga ni Mick Jagger, hindi niyo na to alam, no? Rolling Stones. Mali. Okay, so, can't get no satisfaction. Kasi yung tao, walang satisfaction. You try to please a person, that person will never be satisfied. And that's why it's such a burden, such a difficult thing. When we're worried about how we look, eh, what people will say about us, our reputation. But God said, okay, if our value is based on what people say, God says you are worth more than that. You're worth more than that. Kung ang hinahanap mo lang araw-araw ay isang pagpupuri sa kaibigan or sa isang, you know, whoever. You're more valuable than that. Your worth is more than that. Mga babae dito, you know, you are worth more than just a box of chocolate. Okay? Sabi nga ni Forrest Gump, di ba? You're more worthy than just a bouquet of flower. Yung mga guys dito, okay? Never mind the six-pack abs. You're worth more than that. Di ba? Busog eh. Busog eh. Apat na anak na yan. Okay, so, anyway, you understand what I'm talking about? We're so concerned about the external that we base our value on what people will say. But what is more important really is who we are in the inside and how does God value us when God looks at us. Let me tell you what you are worth. Listen to me. Look up here. You are worth the blood of Jesus Christ. That is your worth. You are worth the very life of Jesus Christ. And no amount of chocolates, no amount of beer, no amount of flowers, no amount of sweet talk can ever match what Christ has already done for you. How Christ values you. And that is true. That is how really Jesus, God values you. Thirdly, he said here, we worry because we want to be in control of things. Sabi ni Jesus, and which of you, by being anxious, by worrying, can add a single hour to your life? Worry ka ng worry. Hindi mo nga nadagdagan yung, you know, napapabuti yung buhay mo. What's the point of worrying? And we want to be in control, but we get frustrated because we can never be in control. We can't be in control. Things happen. But let me tell you what. When things happen and God allows them, perhaps because God has a purpose. And His purpose is not to destroy you. His purpose is really to help you discover that there is a God who is for you and not against you. There is a God who loves you, that He will be there for you. Some people wish their life was so different. They wish that, you know, they look at another person, their friend, and how I wish my life is like, you know, his life or her life is my life. How I wish that is the kind of life I have. We worry. But we only end up frustrated. Okay, so, kasi maraming if only. If only meron ako nito. If only yung Nokia ko, okay, one iPhone na. Okay, so, wala na palang Nokia, you know, parang, kasi maraming if only. If only na ganito ang school ko. Okay, so, we have many ideals. But I tell you what, God has a better plan for your life. We worry because we fail to consider how good and faithful God is. Sabi ni God, why are you worried about clothing? Consider the lilies. You know, I had an opportunity when I was in Latvia. That's somewhere in Baltic region, no? Formerly Russia. I served there as a missionary. Okay, during springtime, okay, towards summer, when the fields, the flowers begin to bloom, those lilies on the field, man, they are so beautiful. You can just stop and begin to be amazed. How many of you have seen nature and you stop and, di ba, yung sunset pa lang, talagang, wow, napapatitig ka. Okay, so, and you begin to appreciate nature. And God said, you know, if God is able to bring this kind of beauty from this nature, sabi niya, how much more valuable are you? Mas valuable ka pa sa araw, sa bulaklak, di ba? Sa ibon. You are more important than that, God is saying. That's why we shouldn't worry about these things. We worry because we forget that the Father cares for us. Kaya sabi ni God, do not be anxious saying what shall we eat or what shall we drink or what shall we wear. For the Gentiles seek these things. The Gentiles referring to a people that does not, that is not part of God's people. But you know what? When God was telling these verses, He was telling this to His disciples, His people. If you consider yourself a child of God, don't stop becoming a child of God. Hello? Don't stop trying to be independent on your own, doing things on your own. You don't have to. You have a Father who loves you, who will always be there for you. You don't have to be independent from God. In fact, the more you depend on God, the more you will see how beautiful God is. The more you will experience the faithfulness and the love and the mercy of God in your life. Verse 32 says, for the Gentiles seek these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. God knows all of your needs. Here's the truth. God is our Heavenly Father who cares and provides for us. He is your Heavenly Father who cares for you and who provides for you. Once we understand this, you know, okay, listen, that you are valued in Christ. That you are valued in Christ. There is only one value that matters. Okay, and this is in the eyes of God, not in the eyes of men. If we want to be valuable in the eyes of men, only because we want to win them over for God. But what's really important is what God says about you, not what the world says about you. Again, God said, okay, consider the birds. They didn't have to do anything. They didn't have to perform or prove anything. Yet God feeds them. Alam mo, yung mga anak ko, nung maliit pa sila, hindi nila kailangan maghugas para maka-experience na mahal ko sila. Okay? In fact, nung baby pa sila, talagang ligo, lahat ng pupo, palit. Provide. You pray and provide for them. Romans 8:32, He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all. Listen to that. Hindi daw in-spare ni God the Father yung Son niya mismo para sa atin. How will He not also with Him graciously give us what? Give us all things. We are God's children. We are valued by God. That's how valuable you are. Don't waste your life. Don't waste your life with some, you know, alcohol or some substance or some, you know, guy who just know how to talk sweet but is not really committed or have no plans of, you know, being right with God or loving God. How can he love you when he doesn't love God? How can he say that, you know, he's gonna, when he doesn't even trust God? God knows your needs. Secondly, you are secure in God. You are secure in God. You don't need to doubt. You don't need to wonder. Romans 8:38-39. For I am sure, Paul said, that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, listen to this, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation, nothing in all of creation will be able to separate you from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Wow. What a beautiful verse. What a beautiful promise. Not only that God knows your need, he is also able to provide for your needs. All of the security that you need, all of the love, all of the care that you need, all of the, you know, acceptance that you need, the healing that you need, God is able to do that. Lastly, not only that you are valued in Christ, you are secured in Christ, you also have a purpose in Christ. Verse 33, and this is the key verse in the entire verses that we've read. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things. How many? All these things will be added to you. What a powerful verse. Listen to this. God said, seek. That word seek is vision. In other words, dapat yung pananaw mo raw, yung vision mo raw. Okay? First should be God and his will for you. You know why? Because sabi niya, because if your vision is the will of God for your life, you will never worry about provision. You know why? Because God is for that vision. Yung will ni God para sa buhay mo, He is for that. He is pro-vision for the vision that He has for you. If only your vision is God first and His purpose for your life, you will have everything you will ever need in this life. That's the promise. You know why? Because God is committed to provide, to give you the best of what is best for you. He is committed to provide the best of what is best for you. Akala natin ito na yung best, but you know what? God has something better. Therefore, verse 34, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own, but God will never leave you. God will never forsake you. Let me just close with a story. When I was a child, one Christmas, I will never forget this. I was probably around 6 years old. One Christmas, I was expecting a toy from my dad. My dad was there. Very rare that he's at home. And my dad, he had also a very messed up life. But he had an encounter with God. During this time, he made things right with God. And so, I was expecting a toy, but come Christmas Day, you know what I received? A Bible, bro. A Gideon Bible. Alam mo yung libre na blue? My dad, could you imagine that? But you know what? What's special about that Gideon Bible? King James pa yun, you know? Free lang, okay? So, okay, and me and my sister were given that Bible. Okay, so, but you know what's special about that? Was the dedication in the Bible. He said, I know you expect a toy, but I've given you something more important than a toy. I have nothing else, sabi niya, but a prayer that God will fulfill His plan for your life. You know, when I got saved, my very first birthday ko, when I was a Christian, April 29, 1990, I got saved. February 1991, my very first birthday, I went to my dad. And I told my dad, God answered your prayer. Why? Because God saved me and changed me. Yes, there was hurt. There was a relationship. Medyo malabo. But God is just so amazing in how He heals, how He restores, and how He can provide all of your need so that you will have a sense of purpose, you will have a sense of security, that your value is not dictated on what you have and what people say, but your value is already dictated on the cross, what Jesus Christ has done for you. That is who you are. God, our Father, is a faithful provider. Let me just pray. Lord, thank you for who you are. Thank you for what you have done. Lord, thank you that you love these young men and women, Lord. And I pray right now in the name of Jesus that whatever it is that the enemy, Lord God, is deceiving and lying to them, Lord God, that they are this and that they are that, Lord, that this is the kind of family they are, that they have no value, ito yung magulang niya, maaaring hindi kasal, and all that, all of this shame. Lord, thank you because you have removed all of those shame in Christ. Thank you that in Christ, we are valued, we are accepted. And Lord, I pray right now that if there's any hurt, any wounds that this life has brought them, I pray that you would heal them now, Lord God.